Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the government's worried, and appropriately so, about spending so much more than it's taking in. And all of a sudden, in the midst of that, there's a revelation that the members of Congress, including Republicans, all voted to approve a $34,000 a year more for themselves. Is that a good idea? Or is it simply necessarily keeping up with the cost of living? Speaking of the cost of living and the issues facing the country, there's also a great deal more on the missing papers that were found in the Biden administration. Nobody knows that they were missing before, partially because nobody pays that much attention to vice presidents. This is the one thing that people keep forgetting when they talk about this. What is the right way for the now president, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., to actually handle this embarrassing intrusion of a special counsel to investigate his handling of documents as vice president some 7-8 years ago? Okay, we will get to that with somebody who has worked on dealing with presidential scandals and has written books about it. In fact, Lanny Davis, who was a major factor in helping Bill Clinton survive his impeachment scandal, and he is now has some thoughts and recommendations about how Biden, and for that matter former President Trump, should handle their problems with missing documents and what this means for the country and where it will go. We'll be speaking to Lanny coming up on the Medved Show. We're also going to be talking about the crisis of homelessness, which is not only ugly, it's not only destructive, it's not only dangerous, it's incredibly painful, because there's a column which I shared with you earlier this week by Hillary DeVries about her struggles to help her homeless, mentally ill sister. And she's coming on the show with some thoughts about the way we should handle people who don't want mental health care, but desperately need it and create this homeless problem all across the nation. And speaking of problems all across the nation, there was a health crisis that actually changed the outcome of a war. When? During the American Revolution, a new book about the politics of smallpox and vaccinations during the American Revolution. We'll be speaking with the author later on the Michael Medved Show. And the very latest film by Nicolas Cage, the previous film that he released last year, where he did this wonderful film, The Unbearable Burden of High Expectations. That film was great. How about the new film? It's called The Old Way. We will talk about that also on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, first off, there is going to be a new member of the U.S. Senate, where when you think about all of the money and all of the attention that goes to electing a senator, I mean, think about how many of our memory cells were taken up with considerations of John Fetterman versus Mehmet Oz and other Senate races. There is now a former governor of Nebraska, member of a very prominent Republican family, Pete Ricketts. His family owns the Chicago Cubs, which is interesting. He has just been appointed by the governor of Nebraska, Jim Pillen, to take the place of Ben Sasse. Ben Sasse resigning to become president of the University of Florida. And Pillen, the governor of Nebraska, was actually supported by Pete Ricketts, who was the prior governor. And he now is going to take a seat in the Senate. He has to run in 2024 to finish the last 2 years of Ben Sasse's term. And then if he wants to continue in the Senate, he will have to run again in 2026. But this assures that the Republicans stay within one vote. Mitch McConnell was one of those people who was very happy with the appointment of the former governor, Pete Ricketts, as the new senator from Nebraska. He said in a statement that he was thrilled by the appointment and that Pete Ricketts, along with Senator Deb Fischer, will instantly form an extremely effective 1-2 punch for Nebraska and the Senate. I look forward to working closely with Pete Ricketts for years to come. So says Mitch McConnell, and given his age, how many years to come? Well, they still don't know about whether Dianne Feinstein is going to go for re-election at age 89, but if she does, she'll have to run against Katie Porter, who's already announced. She'll have to run against Barbara Lee from Oakland, who's already announced, and almost surely have to run against Adam Schiff, who is expected to be another formidable Democrat running for that Democratic seat from California. And speaking of seats, Democratic and Republican, it is amazing to see some of the collages that have been put together, one by CNN this morning, about the different way that Republicans and Democrats react to the Biden documents versus the Trump documents. For instance, there were a lot of prominent GOP members who defended Trump over classified documents just a couple of weeks ago. Here is a collage, clip two, featuring James Comer of Kentucky, who is the new head of the House Oversight Committee, and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and more, reacting to Trump being under fire because of his handling of classified documents. Clip two.
What I've seen that the National Archives was concerned about Trump having in his possession didn't amount to a hill of beans.
I don't know what documents were at Mar-a-Lago.
Is it fair to say that investigation won't be a priority?
That will not be a priority.
This is so outrageous that this has to rise to the level of this better not be a clerical issue between the archivist and the former president. I've been in the Oval Office with the president. I'd be very surprised if he has actual documents that rise to the level of immediate national security threat.
If they try to prosecute President Trump for mishandling classified information after Hillary Clinton set up a server in her basement, they literally will be riots in the street. I worry about our country.
Okay, and how about now? Some of the same GOP members, James Comer, Lindsey Graham, and others, talking about Biden. Clip three.
This is very concerning. I mean, this is now the second location that the president was in possession of classified documents. Look, what's the vice president doing with classified documents?
These facts and circumstances are just absolutely outrageous. I mean, this is completely mishandling of classified information. Why did he have these documents? When did he get them? Did he get them when he was vice president and then take them with him when he left?
Are you going to hold hearings?
It is possible that we will hold hearings on them.
If there's not a special counsel appointed to find out how this happened with President Biden regarding classified information, there is going to be a lot of ink. It will hurt the country.
Okay. Obviously, Republicans and according to Republicans get very different treatment than Democrats. And by the way, it goes on the other side as well. Democrats who are now energetically defending Biden, who very energetically attacked Biden. President Trump. Speaking of attacks on President Trump, he is rekindling his national campaign and headed toward which state first, we'll tell you, and more on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From politics to pop culture.
Pure energy.
And from coast to coast, your cultural crusader.
Pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's also big news that we will get to about an organization that I care about because my two daughters went through it. My wife was a troop leader for the Brownies. There's now a big move up north of the border, and it almost unquestionably will infect south of the border, to change the name of the Brownies because it makes people uncomfortable, and they're relating this to George Floyd. I'm not joking. This is a Canadian politically correct decision. We will get to that. Meanwhile, on the issue of double standards and the way that people respond to wrongdoing on the part of their allies as opposed to wrongdoing on the part of their opponents, we played some collages of Republicans. How about some collages of Democrats led by Adam Schiff, who, as I mentioned, is about to announce his Senate candidacy in California? The first, their reaction, attacking President Trump with a fair amount of focus and enthusiasm over his handling of classified documents. How's that compare with what they had to say about Biden more recently? First, the Democrats on Donald J. Trump, clip 4.
The fact that they were in an unsecure place, that is guarded with nothing more than a padlock or whatever security they had at a hotel, is deeply alarming.
If I take documents out of that facility, I have committed a felony. And if a president takes them out of a facility, he too has broken the law.
So this is likely criminal what has happened at Mar-a-Lago, and you have to wonder why was he hiding these documents even when they were requested. But you also have to wonder, with someone who you cannot trust like Donald Trump, what else is there?
Okay, and now with President Biden basically admitting that somebody, he doesn't specify, not yet anyway, who, but somebody who worked for him, presumably, ended up placing documents in his office at the Biden Center of University of Pennsylvania, which is in Washington, D.C. That's very confusing. But that center didn't open until a year after Biden left the vice presidency. So they had obviously taken these classified documents that they weren't supposed to take somewhere else. Where had that been? Where had they gone? Who'd been seeing them and watching them? Here now the reaction of his fellow Democrats to President Biden's embarrassing situation at the moment. This is clip 5.
I think it's a concern whenever classified documents are somewhere that shouldn't be. But we see no evidence of deliberate intent or obstruction of justice as we see in the case of Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago.
Classified information needs to stay in secure spaces, so we'll wait to see the fact, but, classified information needs to be in secure spaces.
Of course I'm concerned. I think the president is concerned. That is obviously, unintentional and outside of the requirements of our intelligence laws. Classified information must remain in secured compartments, but the cooperation is coming from the Biden administration and the president's lawyers, and there was zero cooperation from Donald Trump, who tried to do everything possible not to cooperate.
Okay, well, there you have it. A very different approach. There was also an aspect of this, and this is the perception of Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, who was a great fan of the old Seinfeld show. And what this is like is a couple of old guys, and yes, President Biden is 80. Donald Trump is, what is he now? He's 76. And the idea that both of them can always plead what happened with Seinfeld's Uncle Leo about walking out of a bookstore without paying for what the book that he was carrying. It's a fairly famous exchange and may be relevant to both of the special counsels who've been appointed. Listen.
Leo, I saw you in Brentano's yesterday.
Why don't you say hello?
Because you were too busy stealing a book.
You still say hello?
Oh, I saw you steal.
Oh, they don't care. We all do it.
Who? Criminals?
Senior citizens. No big deal.
You could get arrested.
Arrested? Come on! I'm an old man. I'm confused. I thought I paid for it. What's my name? Could you take me home?
No.
All right, Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. You made your point.
Thank you.
Okay, the idea that they thought they paid for it, I mean, given the fact that it is so long ago and that Biden says he was surprised that any of these documents were found anywhere, does it seem likely that Robert Hoare, the new special counsel who's supposed to be investigating Joe Biden, that he's going to come up with some nefarious purpose here? And will this conversation about the handling of classified documents continue to dominate our politics? One of the aspects of this that people forget, and I see this in all the coverage, and it's one of those things you have to keep in mind when you're hearing people talk about this, is that there's a very big difference between the special counsel and his job regarding Biden and the special counsel and his job regarding Trump, which is a question of focus. Trump's case is open-ended because the Jack Smith, the special counsel who's supposed to be investigating Trump, is not just supposed to be looking at some classified documents that Trump took out of the White House without authorization. He's also supposed to be looking at the questions that were raised by the January 6th committee about Trump's attempts, and they were extensive and they are undeniable and they're extremely well evidenced, his attempts to overthrow an American election. And this is something that is unprecedented. There are no charges like that against Joe Biden trying to overturn, well, the two prior campaigns for president of the United States that he embarrassingly lost. No, he lived with that and went on. Trump, that's a subject also for Jack Smith. And the question is, with all of this scandal surrounding both of these candidates, what's the right way to handle it? To be able to go on and conduct your campaign or conduct your presidency more effectively without distraction. Lanny Davis is an expert in that. He's somebody who worked as a counsel to the president in the Clinton White House. He was also appointed by President Bush to serve on the five-member Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, created by the U.S. Congress as part of the 2005 Intelligence Reform Act. We'll talk to my old friend Lanny Davis coming up on the Medved Show.
He knows who he is and he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S.
USA News update. Tales of terror and survival emerging from yesterday's killer tornadoes in the deep south. Selma, Alabama resident Amber Johnson climbed into her tub with her son.
I moved some covers to the bathtub and grabbed some stuffed animals for the baby, and we were playing on my phone, and I heard a noise, and I just picked him up and leaned over him and told him to hold on to mommy.
At least 9 people were killed by twisters. Two more big storms bearing down on California. A flood watch is up for the San Francisco Bay Area as the heaviest rains are expected tomorrow. Senate Democrats are asking Southwest Airlines for answers about the holiday system meltdown. They especially want to know how the airline's compensating passengers. Tesla is cutting prices on its electric vehicles by as much as 20%. Sales have plunged in the last few weeks. And the White House is calling on Congress to quickly raise the debt ceiling before the government runs out of money next week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No exaggeration to say that my friend Lanny Davis, and he's a friend since law school, who he counts as one of the most prestigious, effective, and historically significant attorneys anywhere in the United States. He was a spokesperson and counsel in the White House for President Bill Clinton. He has also served President George W. Bush on the 5-member Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board. And he is the author of a very relevant book to this moment in presidential history. The book is called Crisis Tales, 5 Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. Lanny, great to talk to you. First of all, let's start easy. How do you think George Santos is doing in handling his crisis?
Even I couldn't help George Santos. That's how bad he's doing.
I mean, have you ever seen anything like it? A guy whose entire life is made up, who claims he graduated summa cum laude from a school he never attended?
Honestly, if we wrote a play, everyone would say this is ridiculous, even for fiction. But there is one reality, and really there's no politics in this sentence. Donald Trump has taught a lot of people it's okay to lie, and when you get caught, just lie more. Don't ever apologize. That's a Donald Trump legacy, and it's a fact, whether you're or against Trump. That is a fact that he would proudly restate.
Okay, now, a lot of people say, well, wait a minute, Lanny Davis, your former boss, Bill Clinton, he lied, but didn't he admit that publicly at some point?
He more than admitted it, but he certainly did not tell the truth about his relationship with Ms. Lewinsky. But he not only told the truth and apologized, but he went in front of a federal grand jury on international live television, which I look back on thinking, how could he possibly have agreed to go on live television to be questioned about his personal relationship or intimate conduct is the words that he owned up to. So, yes, of course, people sin, and the question is, do they feel bad about it? I have a theory about Mr. Trump that he could pass a lie detector test. He could lie and put his finger on the lie detector test or whatever they string you up, and he'd be deemed truthful because his mind is incapable of accepting what is a reality. And that's what Michael Cohen taught me, is that he really... and that is the difference. We're about to talk about Joe Biden and how I think this has not been well handled, to say the least, by President Biden. But one thing that's pretty clear is that one has an intent to go to the government and cooperate. And Mr. Trump not only lied about these documents when he first denied knowing anything about them, then he openly admitted that he knew that they were classified, but he declassified. So it's... Donald Trump has affected our culture, and Mr. Santos, I think, is just one of the legacies of Mr. Trump.
Okay, now to get to the President of the United States.
Yeah, I did a whole circle for you there, connecting Trump to Santos to Biden.
Well, I appreciate it. It's a great setup, but I think it's fascinating that as a loyal Democrat and someone who supported Biden, you now think that he's not doing the right thing in his handling of the documents scandal. What is he doing wrong, and what could he do better?
So I have to start out by protecting my friendship and my loyalties to close friends who are working in the White House, people I've known for many years, almost as long as you, Michael, and Joe Biden is one in particular who I knew when he was first elected to the U.S. Senate. And helped me in my budding and unsuccessful congressional campaign. So I have a loyalty and personal conflict by being critical, and I cover myself by saying wisdom always comes from hindsight, so I can second guess after the fact. Now that I've protected myself a little bit, I would say that there were two major mistakes that President Biden made. The first, of course, is forgetting about these classified documents. And his answer is that was inadvertent, and we don't have an intentional pattern of misconduct. But he admitted to the word mistake, and that's a good start for a crisis manager like me. But the biggest mistake is ignoring my mantra, which is in the subtitle of my first memoir. When you have trouble and you know that it's coming out anyway, then do it. I think I said, tell it early, tell it all, tell it yourself. Now, President Biden had an opportunity, at least in January, to tell the rest of the story. If there's another location that's in the garage in my Wilmington house or whatever the one. And the White House lawyers must have said, no, don't. We're not doing anything. We're deferring to the Justice Department. And that's not bad advice, except if you're President of the United States. And you have an obligation not to your lawyers, but to the American people. And had I been in the White House, I would have made that argument within the White House counsel's office. This is nuts. President Biden is going to, should disclose that there are more incidents here. They're coming out anyway. You're not protecting him legally by telling him not to. And I would have argued with the White House counsels who are running the show according to the press secretary. And that's the big mistake.
Should he have at least acknowledged some of these problems before Election Day in the midterm elections? I think the assumption, widespread assumption, is that he didn't do that because he was afraid it would hurt the Democratic cause. Should he have been more prompt in acknowledging his problems?
So that's the toughest question of all. I've tried to avoid all day, but with my old friend Michael Medved, by the way, you can disclose to the audience, it was 55-0 years ago that you and I were close friends, which which is a remarkable admission, since that means we were 6 years old when we first started.
Exactly.
So the answer, I do think, is there would have been a real strong political argument to wait and take your medicine. But he would have taken the medicine he's taking now. He made a political decision not to. But there was at least an argument. Let's get through the midterms and then disclose and take your medicine that you waited. I would have actually made the argument. I thought about this for a while. This will help us in the midterms. If the President of the United States had gone into the press room a week before the midterms and said, listen, everyone, I just discovered, it's embarrassing, classified documents I didn't know about, but my bad, my mistake, Oh, no. Michael, can you hear me?
I hear you now. So he clearly didn't do that. And first of all, is there any real possibility of convictions for either of these two on misdemeanors or felonies even?
Well, unless there's evidence of intent, the answer is absolutely no. In a legal environment, you have to have criminal intent. Mr. Trump faces that risk. That he knew they were classified information, and that he at one point publicly said, I declassified them. But his lawyers weren't willing to say that in court because, of course, that is not possible to mentally declassify. But he has admitted to knowing that he took classified documents and declassified them. In the case of Mr. Biden, he is saying it was a mistake. I didn't know. Now, there may be people who don't believe him, and he's got to subject himself to the test of credibility, whether that's true or not. So we'll see if there's evidence to contradict that he knew about it and did something deceptive.
Last question, Lanny, and it's a very brief one. Your opinion of Jack Smith and Robert Hur, the two special counsels, both good guys?
Don't know either one. Highly regarded among the people that I talked to, and I think it was a great decision by Attorney General Garland to appoint a special counsel here. It was needed.
It was absolutely appropriate. Lanny Davis, his book, Crisis Tales, 5 Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. And may you be free, everyone listening, of serious crises. We'll be right back. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And one of the things about this, these twin crises for Trump and Biden on the classified documents is that it highlights just how, even at the highest reaches of power, at utter stupidity and appalling incompetence is possible. And one of the things that has been incredibly stupid about this whole conversation, national conversation we're having about the classified documents, has been the suggestion on The View yesterday by Sonny Hostin and mostly by Joy Behar, the suggestion that the documents that were found in Biden's office, the office of the Biden Center in Washington, D.C., and the documents that were found in his garage next to his cherished Corvette, that they were actually planted there by evil Democrats. This is insane, and it's appalling, and it's ridiculous enough when it's on The View. But on the steps of the Capitol building, a leading senior Democrat in the House of Representatives told a reporter that he believed in the same possibility. I don't know, maybe Hank Johnson, the Democrat of Georgia, was actually watching The View yesterday and took up their cry. Listen to how this sounds. And again, on the steps of the Capitol building, here's a Representative Hank Johnson.
That's what I call for, is for everything to be investigated. But I'm suspicious of the timing of it. I'm also aware of the fact that things can be planted on people. Places and things can be planted. Things can be planted in places and then discovered conveniently. That may be what has occurred here. I'm not ruling that out. But I'm open in terms of the investigation. It needs to be investigated.
Okay. I'm glad it's being investigated. By the way, one of the revelations here, which will delight Republicans, is that apparently one of the people who was staying in that Biden residence in Wilmington, which, by the way, was very gracious residence. There was some issue about that. He got it very inexpensively, even though it was on the water and it's a beautiful home and all that. But apparently staying in that home recently has been, dare we mention it, Hunter Biden. So if somebody was doing planting of classified materials, the question was, how did Hunter Biden get the classified materials? Not that he ever had them. And then it's one of the other questions here is Chuck Schumer telling CNN that basically right now, rather than Congress getting too exercised about what's going on, that the two special counsels need to do their jobs. Listen, clip six.
There's a special prosecutor in each situation. I think President Biden has handled this correctly. He's fully cooperated with the prosecutors when the documents were found. He notified archives. It's total contrast to President Trump, who stonewalled for a whole year. But the point is, we now have special prosecutors on for both of these situations, very serious people. We should let it play out. We don't have to push them in any direction or try to influence them. That's all I'm going to say. Let the special prosecutors do their job.
Okay, and he's saying special prosecutors, even though you're supposed to say, Senator Schumer, special counsels. There's also the other side of Capitol Hill. There was actually a word on George Santos from Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries, the runner-up for Speaker of the House, he got 212 votes. He is now the new Democratic leader. He replaces Nancy Pelosi, and it's a huge step upward. Hakeem Jeffries said this about George Santos. Listen.
George Santos is not fit to serve in the United States Congress. That's not my perspective. That's not a Democratic perspective. Three to four of my Republican colleagues, his next-door neighbors in New York, have said George Santos is not fit to serve in Congress. Now, it's interesting because many of us are wondering, how did Republicans let this happen? How did you get behind someone like George Santos, who is so clearly a fraudster? Santos didn't even have a Republican primary. Think about that. He didn't even have a Republican primary. They cleared the field for him, and now they're running away from him. But why did you clear the field for George Santos? Why did you back him not just in 2022, but they backed him in 2020 as well against Tom Suozzi?
Okay, look, those are legitimate questions. They now, again, they have released the resume that he officially gave to the Republican officials to get that nomination that allowed him to get elected to Congress. And George Santos himself made an appearance on Steve Bannon's podcast, and if you listen to how incredibly articulate he is in his own defense, well, you can see why he's surviving. Not. This is clip one.
I've lived an honest life. I've never been accused, sued, or of any bad doing.
Let's listen again. And again, this is a member of Congress of the United States who graduated, he said in his resume, summa cum laude from New York University and from Baruch College. Not, but here he is again.
I've lived an honest life. I've never been accused, sued, or of any bad doing.
Except for passing bad checks, basically stealing merchandise from people in Brazil when he was living there. And then he was asked about quitting. More from George Santos.
All the people calling me to resign, I beat them by double their margins in the victory because I outworked every single one of them.
Okay, again, listen to the use of language and the word salad here, which is kind of reminiscent. Biden the other day was also putting together totally incoherent sentences. But listen to George Santos one more time.
All the people calling me to resign, I beat them by double their margins in the victory because I outworked every single one of them.
Okay. And then there is this, another another highlight of articulate and forceful rhetoric from the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre. She, clip 8, was dealing with her White House press briefing today on the classified document situation. Listen.
So as I'm just going to, again, that statement pretty much lays it out, that they have, as far as the lawyers, they look through the places where documents could have been stored, and the counsel's office released a statement on that. Now it is in the hands of the special counsel.
So we should assume that it's been completed?
You should assume that it's been completed, yes.
Okay, and I just want to square something that Chris was asking about. The review was underway when you guys gave a detailed statement about the first set of documents. The review was underway when the president spoke about the first set of documents. You're now saying that you didn't talk about the second set of documents discovered almost a month prior because a review was underway. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
No,
the review was underway the entire time. The only difference was that reporters had information on the first set of documents, and therefore you chose to exclude the second set of documents until reporters got information on the second set of documents.
Well, let me unconfuse you for a second, Phil. Look, we are trying to do this by the book. And I said yesterday this was under review by the Department of Justice, and the process is as such. When the president's lawyers realized that the documents existed, that they were there, they reached out to the archives. They reached out to the Department of Justice. Rightfully so, may I add. That is what you're supposed to do as lawyers. That's what they did. And they have fully been cooperating with the Department of Justice. And again, I said this earlier in answering a question. You heard from the Attorney General. He said shortly after the documents were discovered, we did outreach. The president's lawyers did outreach to the Department of Justice.
Okay, to have the president's lawyers outreach to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice is part of the Biden administration. And again, I wonder about this. Merrick Garland, who was such a distinguished appellate court judge, remember at one point appointed the Supreme Court. Do you think he's kind of not loving this job right now in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject
subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.